The topics that's been on the list, I keep a list at home of suggested topics for the longest time, is the issue of dancing and clapping on Shabbos. This is one of those things in halacha that you find that people either think it's the biggest mitzvah or it's the biggest avera. It's definitely not parav. It's definitely not something that's just okay to do. It's either a mitzvah or an avera. So the Gemara comes down pretty clearly on which side, one side of that argument. The Gemara in Maseches Beitzah Daf Vavam Beis says, "V'lo metapchin, v'lo mesapkin, v'lo meraktin." We don't do any of these things. We don't clap. We don't bang. We don't dance. We don't do any of these things on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, "Gzeira shemisak and klishir," because we're afraid that if you do these things, you can come to fix a musical instrument, and that's going to be tikkun mana. That's going to be a violation of a melacha on Shabbos. So this is a gzeira mitrabanan. It's interesting. The whole reason we don't play music on Shabbos is because gzeira shemisak and klishir. So this is like even a step beyond that. This isn't even playing music. We're not even using a musical instrument. So there are differences. There are certain kulas that we have here that we wouldn't have in the musical instrument halacha. For instance, the Rambam in Shabbos Perchav Gimel Halacha Hey, quoted in Shulchan Aruch Simon Shulam Atesiv Gimel says, Kila Achar Yad is mutter. Now, if you play your guitar, Kila Achar Yad, you know, Jimi Hendrix, I think, used to play behind his head. If you do that Kila Achar Yad, that doesn't make it mutter. You play your guitar Kila Achar Yad. But when it comes to clapping Kila Achar Yad, you know, in some unusual way, you're dancing Kila Achar Yad, like Jews tend to dance. So then L'chora, it's going to, it will, not L'chora, the Shulchan Aruch says that Kila Achar Yad, these things are mutter. Bir Alecha points that out. Right there on the spot, that these heterim don't apply to using musical instruments. Another heter, there are four basic heterim. One is shinoi kalachar yad. Second basic heter is the possibility that the whole gzeira doesn't exist anymore nowadays. Tosfos Maseches Beitzah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says, no, we don't have such a takana because nowadays we don't know how to fix musical instruments. So there's no reason to make a gzeira shemi yisak and klishir. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, really, we don't know how to fix musical instruments? How hard is it to fix a guitar string? It takes a half a second. It's nothing. There were such greater experts back in the days. He doesn't understand what in the world Tosfos is talking about. The Metzias, he doesn't understand what he's talking about. It's a violation of Nisa D'Oraisa to fix a guitar string. So on Shabbos. So we really don't know how to do that. We don't know how to fix musical instrument in a way that's going to be asur on Shabbos. That's very hard to imagine. Rav Moshe says Rav Moshe nor Chaim Chelik Beisim Kuv says anyway. The Tosfos is very hard to understand because we have a rule. The Rambam writes in Uchtz Mamrim Perik Beis Alacha Beis that any time Chazal made a gzera at some point, unless you have a Beis Din that's gadol b'chacham b'minyan to uproot that gzera, you can't uproot it. Even the Rambam writes if the reason doesn't apply. The Rambam didn't make it up. It says that way in the Gemara. Even if the reason no longer applies, what's so just coming along saying, oh, the reason no longer applies, and therefore, A, the reason still does apply, and B, even if it didn't apply, we still have to keep the gzeira. So Rav Moshe has a very unusual shita. Rav Moshe says, no, what you have to say is that this is considered like a gzeira that was never despashed for Rav Yisrael, that was never widely accepted in Klal Yisrael. Why? Why is it a gzeira that's never? But it was despashed. He says, yeah, but it was nispashed at a time where if we were to bring all those rabbis into our time, they would never make that gzera now. So it's ki'ilu, they all reconvened and got together and undid the gzera. Very, very difficult tshuva. He's just trying to explain what Tosa says. But that's the second possible heter, is that the whole takana doesn't apply nowadays. Third possible heter, in terms of dancing at least, is that our dancing is in some way different than the kind of dancing that they asked. The Aruch HaShulchan says the dances that they asked were dancing that go along with specific songs. That you hear a song, you know, you start doing a certain kind of dance that only goes along with that song. I mean, there are lots of Gaish examples, some Jewish examples, also the Hora, something like that. It's something that goes along with a specific dance with a specific song. But a regular dance wouldn't be included. Rabbein Chananel in Beit Zadav Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says dancing is defined as lifting one leg right as the other leg is dropping, meaning a little bit of a jump in each step. But a bunch of fat men walking around in a circle, you know, slowly, that probably doesn't count as dancing. That wouldn't fit the category of dancing. So it could be that our dancing is different, certainly the walking around in the circle kind of dancing, and that's where Rav Avadya Yosef writes explicitly in his Tshuva and Yechav Das, that Chelek Beis Siminun Ches, that walking around in a circle is not dancing by anybody's definition. The fourth possible heter is the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkah, when he talks about Simchas Torah, says that you're allowed to dance in Simchas Torah for the Kavod HaTorah. So some of the posts can extend that, and they say whenever it's a tzarech mitzvah, whenever it's a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to dance. So for enough, Rav Sheva Brachas, Kabbalah Shabbos, any sort of tzarech mitzvah, singing Zemiras on Shabbos, any sort of tzarich mitzvah, maybe these things become mutter. That's the sheet of the Yeshal Avram Mibachach, Rav Ram Dav Mibachach, Simen Shin Lamed Tes Sifkan Gimel. Now, what are the various minhagim? So first of all, if you hold that it's asr and you see someone else dancing or clapping or doing any of these things, the Ramah writes in Shin Lamed Tes Sif Gimel, you are not supposed to say anything. You're supposed to just let them be. Mutav shiu shogigin. Better for them to be shogig, not to tell them that hanach liyisrael. Mutav shiu shogin lo yumazidin. Not to correct them. Mishra Brura says you don't even need to rely on hanach liyisrael when there's a dvar mitzvah, because when it's a dvar mitzvah, it could be that it's mutter anyway. Rav Vadya and Yichav Daschel Beisim Inun Ches doesn't hold like the Rama because he's Sephardic. He says no. You see people dancing on Shabbos, you better get up and yell it. Not yell. Speak to them nicely and explain to them nicely why what they're doing is wrong and that they need to stop what they're doing. In Bir Alacha, Shulam Atesti Bramaskal Lahakal, he quotes Rabbi Kiveger that Rabbi Kiveger thinks we do need to yell about this, particularly since a lot of these dances end up leading to men and women dancing together. So he's describing a different Metzius that he was worried about, you know, what this will lead to. So, I mean, that could apply during the week also. That's got nothing to do with Shabbos. He has other concerns about how these dances are going to end up. Now, Hasidim have the minhag, and always have had the minhag for at least centuries, have had the minhag that they dance and they clap and they do all these things on Shabbos, probably because of all these leniencies that we have. The Aruch HaShulchan, who says that it's a different kind of dancing. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that walking is not dancing. Well, the Hasidim sometimes really get into it. And also the Dvar Mitzvah element. But there is a tshuva, the Minchas Elazar, Chelek Aleph Simun Chav Tes. You want to know what the source of the Hasidish Minhag is, you got to look in the Hasidish Paiskim. So Minchas Elazar, Chelek Aleph Simun Chav Tes, he has a totally different explanation why Hasidim dance and clap on Shabbos, but Litvaks don't, but Misnagdim don't. He says, because only Hasidim are allowed to, Misnagdim aren't allowed to. Why? Because he says, why are you allowed to dance on Shabbos? Only someone who's boer bekirbo rishpei eish shal heves Hashem simchas yomtov asher inchilanu. Only someone who really loves Yontif, someone who's really excited about Shabbos and Yontif, where they can't help themselves and they need to be merakid for the Kavanat Torah, etc. So only in such a situation can a person dance. But if you're just the one litvak in the room who's awkwardly clapping on the side and you're not really sure what to do, then you're not the kind of guy that's supposed to be dancing on Shabbos and Yontif. That's the Minchas Elazar. Now Kabbalah Shabbos, it seems that there was a minhag for in many circles that they dance a Kabbalah Shabbos and to make a circle dance around the bima. It's based on the Rabbeinu Chananel and Baba Kama Daflan Bezim Ralph, who says that Rabbi Chanina have a merakid va'azil va'amar bo v'neitzei l'kros kala. Where Baba Kama Daflan Bez talks about going out to greet Shabbos, bo l'kros Shabbos malchsa. So the Gemara, so Rabbeinu Chananel throws in that word have a merakid, that Rabbi Chanina would dance at Kabbalah Shabbos to go be makabel the Shabbos. So I saw someone quote Rav Belsky in the what's it called? Halachically speaking, he quoted Rav Belsky, his Rebbe Rav Belsky, that I think it's authored by someone named Rabbi Leibowitz, but no relation. Quoted Rav Belsky that he holds that if you're in a shul where they're dancing Kabbalah Shabbos, you're certainly allowed to dance with them because it's Ben Hashmashos. So Safek, it's a Drabanon, so he thought that there's what to rely on. So for Kabbalah Shabbos, where it's still only Ben Hashmashos, is what to be Samechan. Rav Belsky wasn't as excited about being Samechan that when it's Vaday Shabbos. Sometimes, in, you know, they daven mincha very late. It could be Vaday Shabbos for you. So he wasn't as excited. He said, if you need to, for Darkei Shalom, so then maybe do some sort of shinoi. As we said before, these gezeros weren't made, the makom that you do with some sort of shinoi. And what about other kinds of noise making? So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perchav Ches, Oslam and Hey, says that you're not even allowed to bang on the table in a rhythmic way when you're singing Zemiros or at any point to make drum beats on the table. He thinks that that's included in this Isra as well. That's the Pashas of the Gemara, I think. Rav Belsky is again quoted by the halachically the author of Halachically Speaking that you're not even allowed to applaud, even though it's just a random noise. It's not necessarily not an applause. It's with a beat. I'm not really sure if I understand that. I'm not really sure why that should be an issue. That doesn't seem to be what Chazal had in mind. They seem to have in mind the some musical type of activity. Now, in terms of whistling on Shabbos, I once had a 4-year-old kid in my shul came over to me after davening with his father, and he said, and the kid said, I have a question for you. I said, okay. And he said, are you allowed to whistle on Shabbos? And at the time I said, I don't know. It was a little embarrassing. So I looked it up. The Ramah in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Aleph, says that it is mutter to whistle on Shabbos, but if it's done in a musical way to a tune, you're not just stam whistling, you're not whistling to get someone's attention, you're humming a tune with a whistle. So the Magen Avraham in Sivkat and Beis and Simchat Shalom Lamches says it's only mutter to get someone's attention, it's not mutter to do it in any sort of musical manner. However, the Mishnah Berurah Shalom Lamches Sivkat and Gimel says that it's completely mutter, that it never goes there on any sort of noise made with your mouth. Any sort of noise made with your mouth is automatically going to be mutter. It's the same as singing, which is a very interesting thing when it comes to the a cappella groups that make all sorts of instrument noises with their mouths. So you would think that's worse than banging and clapping and all these other things that we assert. But l'chora, according to that Mishnah Berurah, it's very clear that it's going to be mutter. Any noise made with a person's mouth would have the same halacha as singing. So that's the issue of dancing and clapping on Shabbos.